Test 65, Section 3, Question 9. And here we're looking for what does the passage support? And it says, birds and mammals can be infected with West Nile virus only through mosquito bites. So they can only get it through mosquito bites. Mosquitoes, in turn, become infected when they bite certain infected mammals or birds. Mosquitoes get it when they bite someone who's infected. So mammals get it from an infected mosquito, and mosquitoes get it when they bite an infected mammal or bird. The virus was originally detected in northern Africa and spread to North America in the 1990s. So Africa spread to North America in the 90s. Humans sometimes catch West Nile virus, but the virus never becomes abundant enough in human blood to infect a mosquito. So humans sometimes get it, but it's never abundant enough in humans to infect a mosquito. Now, what that says when we put it all together, if mosquitoes can only get it from biting an infected mammal or bird, but they can't get it from humans, and we know that humans sometimes catch West Nile virus, then there must be some mammals or birds in North America and also in Northern Africa that have the virus in quantities sufficient enough to infect a mosquito. So that's kind of where it seems like they might be going. So now we look at our answers. West Nile virus will never be a common disease. We don't have any proof about what never will happen as far as the commonality of the disease. We just know it never becomes abundant in human blood. West Nile is most common in those parts with the highest density of mosquitoes. We don't know about where it's the most common. C, some people who become infected with West Nile virus never show symptoms. We don't really have a lot of proof about the symptoms here, so that's out. West Nile virus infects more people in Northern Africa than North America. We don't know about infection rates, we just know where it started. And then West Nile virus was not carried to North America via an infected person. And here I went, well, okay, I guess that's a weird thing to say, but yes, we do know that. Because a person couldn't have carried it, because human blood never has it in high enough concentrations to infect a mosquito, and so there's no way that a human carried it here. It had to come from something else. And so, therefore, E is our correct response.